Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2024. Yesterday, Indiana's first set of pitchers out of the gate were not competitive, and the rubber match felt all but over by the third inning when the Hoosiers trailed 12-0 to Illinois on their way to a loss of 15-8. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest. While things got a little out of hand from the pitching side, the first five innings, you weren't able to put up any runs. And you also saw a lot of looking at third strikes. So it's kind of the opposite of what you said you were really happy to see yesterday.
Yeah. He landed fastballs inside late. And I always kind of use the same cliche line, but when a guy lands a fastball in late, he kind of gets in your kitchen, messes with all the pots and pans, and he kind of has you all and out of sorts. And he did a good job. He threw against us last year. We hit him really hard. And he's really grown. He's developed where he's able to land a fastball to both sides. I know I always say that, but you get a fastball in late, and the changeup is a pitch he didn't have last year with the depth that he had now. And then the curveball was just a steal of strike. So when you got a guy going four different directions, and then you're able to shove a fastball in late, it's hard, for a guy to manage. And then they were throwing. I knew they were going to do this. We kind of figured they would, but. All the fastballs into lefties with the wind blowing across, and so he's throwing, and he's landed it in there, and we had the same plan. We didn't execute it as well as they did, but it was the fastball in late, and I thought we did. We kind of settled in and had better at bats late, so we were frustrated and probably a little bit out of sorts there after the first two or three innings, and didn't kind of put up better at bats together until late. But yeah, we weren't good enough for two strikes there, and you have to do the best you can to compete to put the ball in play. And you saw several poorly hit, like the swinging bunt or the blown up ball down the third baseline that we actually got a couple hits out of, but that was because they were able to really execute fastballs in late.
When there's so much variance across the results over just a three-game span this weekend had, how do you kind of immediately look back at it, and then obviously what do you want to take forward from this?
Well, I told the guys, it's – you look at – we've got to get our best pitches out of our hand. And this sounds obvious, but we've got to get our best pitches out of our hand in the heat of the battle, right? So we did this Friday and we did it today, where they score in bunches, and then they don't score the rest of the day. It's almost like when you're up big or down big, we're all of a sudden we're really confident. And if I throw a good changeup, I throw my good changeup. If I throw a good sinker, I throw a good sinker. But in the heat of the moment, we got guys in the pen that are throwing 18, 20 at sinkers, and then you get in the game and it's 12 and 12, a dead zone. And so you're just seeing balls get hit really hard, and it's hard to manage when we're not executing the way that we typically would. We wanted to go to the sinker guys today. Those guys have been effective against Illinois in the past. We've thrown sinkers against them consistently and had success with it. And obviously with the wind to left today, we want to try to keep the ball on the ground as much as possible. And we just were cutting them. We weren't getting them. They weren't sinking. They weren't moving properly. And so then when you throw a sinker, you start a sinker in the middle of the plate and try to let it work to the edges. And so when you throw a sinker in the middle that you cut and you don't sink, it's just a 91 mile an hour cookie, and that's kind of what it looked like from the dugout. And then we get behind, and then we pitch fine, right? Then we pitch fine. We get a bunch of different guys in. Did the same thing on Friday, where you're up 1-0 going in the sixth or the seventh, and they have a huge inning, and then we pitch well before and well after. It's just we have to get our best pitches out of our hand in those innings, in those moments, and we just weren't able to do it again today. We have to find a way to not, like, I know that people talk about confidence, and I get it. I played and I've coached and I've seen it, but you can't always see the ball go through the hoop before you have the ability to go and compete with your best stuff. You don't always get to have a base hit fall before you go out and compete to have your best at bat. Morgan Colopy hadn't had a hit in a couple of days. I thought he had our best at bats throughout the course of the day. He's absolutely competitor across the entirety of all of his at-bats and had a really good day today. So I know that we all want to have confidence, we all want to have belief, but we're going to have to go out there and execute with better stuff to kind of force that to happen, to will that in to happen. You can't kind of hope and wish it. You have to make it a reality. So that would be kind of what I saw from the side in those situations.
You talked about having two guys up at all times and having a quick hook. It seemed like you did have a lot of quick hooks today, and you followed that plan. Is that something you can plan to continue to do going forward when things start to snowball?
Yeah, I'll try anything. I'm game for anything. I am adjustable, so we'll try. That we talked about the other night, and just when those innings kind of start, we'll have the next guy up, the next guy up, the next guy up, and make them go through two or three different looks to see if they can continue to string them together. And we tried that today, and they were still able to do it. They were able to get good swings off. I think three or four different guys in that inning, they were still able to get good swings off and hit balls hard and find success. So that seems to be somewhat of a recipe for success, but you still have to go in and execute with your best stuff. If you're a sinker guy, you got to throw your good sinker. We can't cut the face of it. If you're an off-speed guy, you're gonna have to land it. So whatever it is that you do, and you have to do those things well in the heat of the moment, and keep those big innings from happening. So
I guess, Coach, with the recent struggles, what does this team need to do to get back on track?
Well, okay, there's a couple of things. One is we've got three or four offensive guys that aren't playing very well right now, and so we have to, just like I told the guys, our main focus this past week was we had to get back to our defensive drill work. We had to get better defensively. And so we focused a ton of time and effort into doing that. And we played good defense this week, and we really did. Tyler Sharney was great. We made several great catches in the outfield. Jason was good. Across the board, we were good defensively. And I wish Joey could have caught that ball in the first baseline before that inning kind of opened up. But Joey made a really nice pick on a ground ball from Sharney today. So we focused defensively, and it showed itself. And so we've got three or four guys that just aren't swinging the bat like they typically would do. So you have to go back now, and we're going to have to watch video, and we're going to have to make adjustments. And, you know, as a hitter, I don't always want someone to put their hands on my swing unless you really have to do that. And we're obviously going to have to go and do that, and we're going to have to make some adjustments and make some changes to swings. And then we're going to have to make some adjustments with guys on the mound. We're going to have to you try not to move guys too much in the course of the season, because you may take a step back before you take a step forward. But the reality at this point is we don't have an option. So we're going to have to find a way to move some sinkers or to move some pitches and make some adjustments. We're going to have to throw with more conviction. We're going to have to execute pitches better. So it's got to be a work week offensively for us to be better. And it's got to be a work week for us on the mound. For us to make some adjustments to make guys' pitches better, to execute those pitches better. So, hopefully, just like we saw this week, saw us play better defense, hopefully we can see better offensive production from some of our main guys that have been really good in the past, and hopefully we can see some pitching adjustments from guys that we've seen be good. We've had guys that were all-conference guys that have been good in the past, that have done at this level, that are not doing it right now. We've seen guys that have been really good this year. I've seen guys 92, 95 with a 20-inch sinker that are 89, 91 and throwing a dead zone sinker. So it didn't go away. We just have to find a way to adjust. And so how we do that, I think it depends upon each guy, but those are the two areas of focus that we have to, my estimation, that we have to focus on. Like I told the group, there is a path. There is enough in there. There's enough talent. And we can all say, like I've said it a million times, like I know the injuries happen. But it's like there's the next man up, and the next man has to go. Like the next man has to step up. And we did. We did that for several weeks, and we've done it at times, done it in flashes and bits and pieces. But we have to collectively get together and find a way to move over the hill, get over the hump as a unit. And so, like I told him, there's no one else coming. There's no minor league system. So we're going to have to make adjustments. We're going to have to coach really well. That's why I call it coaching. Like I said, they call it coaching, not winning. And we're going to have to get them better. But I believe that we can. I believe that we will. And we'll navigate our way through. It's just like you look at Nick Mitchell today. And I said to Nick before his last couple of bats, I just think your feet are too narrow and you're not in your base and too north and south. He widens his feet out, gets in a better look, better position, bang, bang, two base hits. He comes back in and says, man, I feel a lot better in that position, right? And again, Nick did it. I'm not taking credit, but what I'm saying is those level of adjustments, we're just going to have to make a bunch of those offensively and make a bunch of those on the mound and just keep going. But I did see obviously a lot of positive things from Foley this week. He took a big step forward. Saw a lot of positive things from Reisdorf between his eighth and ninth inning. So hopefully he can take another step forward and keep Bothwell on the train and keep those guys moving and just find a way to persevere and advance and adjust.
Talked about seeing more from the experienced guys on the mound.
Yeah.
Turn to some of the younger guys today.
Yeah.
I guess what are you seeing in the progression from guys like Vogel, Shaw rushing?
They've been good. You know, I think rushing has more in him. I would like to see him be a bit more aggressive with his stuff. It looks like he's just playing catch at 88 to 90, and I think there's more in there. He's kind of like a Bothwell-esque, and throws a really good breaking ball. So I would probably like to see more from him, more attack. But he threw strikes and was fine today. Shaw's changeup and cutter are good pitches. And, again, you look at Shaw, he goes out and he shoves a fastball in, shoves a fastball away, throws a cutter, throws a changeup, and he's able to navigate innings. It's not overwhelming stuff, but the threat of in and out. And then Vogel's done a good job. Vogel's gone in there and hasn't gotten hit. It's a low slot ride from a 6'9" guy, and the splitter's been an effective pitch. So those guys may have to slide in to take on more predominant roles. Hopefully Rabarget continues his trend and his trajectory, and you know, we can add some other guys to the mix. You know, hopefully O'Neill is back on the mound this week and maybe can give us a shot at some point, and hopefully we can get Bennis going and try to find some young guys that there's not a million pitches in the scouting reports, there's not a million videos and all that kind of stuff, that they're a little bit newer guys that you may be able to sneak in there and give some guys a breather and just stack them up. Maybe you go in any kind of time and go more clusters. And we obviously tried to do that today, so maybe that's more of a path forward for us.
Indiana pitching has a lot of innings to cover, with 5 non-conference games in a 5-day stretch from Tuesday to Saturday. This starts with hosting Middle Tennessee on Tuesday at 4 p.m. See you at the BART.